Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Incoming message.
Is it happening?
Yeah!
All right, here we go.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Never, never, never.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Friday Raw!
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
We're all going to have a real good time.
You promise?
I promise. I promise. No tricks.
That's indeed the case.
Let us begin.
Let's do it.
Let's do it is right.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. It is Friday morning, 6:05, and we all understand it is 9/11, the 19th anniversary of the attack in New York City. We will we put together a tribute, a salute to those affected, killed in the attack, and we will air that a little bit later on this morning.
Yeah, you know, I had people on Facebook Live saying, hey, don't forget. I said, how can you forget? Probably right. One of the most significant events of our life. But, you know, we had somebody here. We're far away from New York, but we had somebody here. You might remember Mike up at Palo Verde, a teacher up there who was killed in 9/11. Yeah. And, but, I mean, it was very far-reaching. It will always be very far-reaching, and we won't ever forget. How can you?
And you and I were together on the air doing mornings at another radio station when all that happened.
Yeah.
And came down, and at the time, we didn't have anything in the studio, and no TV, nothing.
I often think about that. I just told Angie about that, and I said we had a kind of a producer, Steve.
Right.
And you and I had some cash. And it was like, go get a TV, please, because we didn't know what was going on. A
couple of people called and said, hey, listen, there's something happening in New York.
Yeah.
And when we finally found out, it was like, oh, my God, we stayed on for another, what, hour or so?
We were on, because we went right on then, because it was 6 o'clock our time.
Right, so, but yeah, right after that, we stayed on for a couple of more hours.
Yeah,
And took phone calls, and we all remember, and of course everybody remembers where they were, what they were doing when it all happened, but we will again tribute those killed and those affected on 9/11, of course, a little bit later on this morning. Show number 1,961, Carla.
Yep.
And today they say plenty of sunshine today and over the weekend. High today, low to mid-90s. Over the weekend, upper 90s, low 100s. So, should be nice.
Fine.
We'll see how it goes. 64 now. Let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I get so annoyed at some of this stuff. Really, Carla, do you? Candace Cameron Bure, she got people just got all over her because she posted a picture with her husband behind her, and he had, like, his hand on her boob. And people were, oh, my God, how dare he? Well, it's her husband. It was a joking picture. They were not even joking. It was cute. It was really cute. She took it down, but she still fought back and said, please stop, haters. It's my husband. Come on.
Kind of like the Janet Jackson cover.
Yes, kind of like that. But, I mean, she's wearing clothes. They're just standing there. And he just had, that was
so
just
more
a
like
picture.
The picture of you with Joan Rivers.
Yes, exactly.
if anybody has ever seen that photo, it's hilarious.
I should put, don't think I haven't had people say, wow, that did she just do? No, she didn't just do that. I asked her to do that.
Yeah.
She died laughing. So, you know what? Good for you, Candace. Justin Timberlake. So he is a minority owner of the Memphis Grizzlies. Now he would like to bring a baseball team to Nashville. I'm surprised they don't have one, actually, but he's trying very hard to bring a baseball team to Nashville. He can chip in, a lot of change to make that happen. Yes. So, and he is, of course, a Tennessee native. So, Adam Sandler, did you ever watch Uncut Gems?
Yes.
Did you ever watch that? Did you see that, Morty? Great movie. He was so good in it.
Mm-hmm.
He joked around a lot during Oscar season last year and said, you know what, if I don't get an Oscar, everybody kept saying, you should get one. You got to get one. He said, well, if I don't, I'm going to make another crappy movie. Well, he didn't even get nominated. And
guess what?
It looks like he wasn't lying. It's called Hubie Halloween. Get this. Adam plays a dim-witted resident of Salem, Massachusetts. Oh, really? Who noticed? notices that strange things are happening in the lead up to Halloween.
Okay.
But he can't get anyone to believe him because he's kind of like the town idiot. He's kind of like the, you know, the town drunk.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be on October 7th. Mark your calendars, people. Mark your calendars.
Can't wait.
Adam Sandler. Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and like some news that only you and I probably, well, there are a few people out there. Diana Rigg passed away yesterday.
What?
Yeah, 82
from the
years
Avengers.
Old. Yes.
Oh.
That's right. She also... Game of Thrones. Yep, yep. Elena, right? Elena Tyrell, yeah. Right? Yes. I never know. I can never remember their names.
I would get up early. I forget if it was Saturday or Sunday morning. And it was before Mass.
Right.
Just to watch the Avengers.
Watch the Avengers.
Because,
Emma Peele.
Yes.
Yes,
oh, God,
I know.
She was hot.
And I don't even know if she was, I guess she was hot. She was cool, though. She was cool.
Hot
too.
And cool.
She was. So Diana Rigg.
That's too bad.
Gone at 82 years old. For now, that is my take. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
6:24 Friday morning and some new music is out. Demi Lovato and Marshmello.
Yeah.
Our grandson, Ethan, who's only 8, used to be a big Marshmello fan.
Is he not anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
There's somebody else
fickle.
Now that...
Very fickle.
Clearly. Well, Demi Lovato and Marshmello got together. They dropped a new song yesterday. And it's called Okay Not to Be Okay for Global Suicide Prevention Day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a clip of that. So if you think Global Suicide Prevention Day, it's a great message. Okay not to be okay. So that's Demi Lovato and Marshmello, and that came out yesterday. And then everybody went nuts because Bruce,
yeah,
the boss, came out with a new song. It's called Letter to You. Here's a clip of that. With the E Street Band.
Sounds like Bruce.
It does sound like Bruce,
doesn't
and that
it?
Came out yesterday. So, some new music for you that came out yesterday, bright and early this morning. We have a giveaway to do. We'll do that here in about 7 minutes.
Hey, wake up!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call. That's the number. It is 639. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Oh, it's Kane Brown. My daughter just texted me. Ethan used to like Marshmello.
Oh, and now, really? Well,
Kane Brown.
So you went from EDM dance to country?
To country? Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, Kelly,
Mike,
Kelly.
I don't know how
Please.
These kids are influenced during the daytime.
Can we discuss? Yeah.
Oh, you know what, though? Kane Brown did a song with Marshmello, though.
Yeah. Oh. Well, but he just switched over?
Yeah.
Ah.
Carla, you gotta be one with the kids. They're quick.
Yes, I do know that.
Okay.
Oh, I do know that.
All right, the game is called The Answer Is Always C. We have that digital, that Blu-ray DVD of the movie 1917 that also includes a digital download. And we're going to throw in a Papa John's pizza, starting with caller number 9. You want to win early this morning? Your first chance. Let's do it now. Caller number 9. Play a round of The Answers Always See, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Carla, we have Kim on the phone. She's ready to play the game. The answer is always C. Kim, it's multiple choice. 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question number 1.
Kim, Pez candies. They got their name from the German word Pfeffermans, which means A, strudel, B, pancake, or C, peppermint.
C.
Good
peppermint.
Job. Yes. Okay. Good job. Kim knows how to play the game.
Number two.
Kim Christy McNichol is her name. She turns 58 years old today. She starred in A, Alf, B, The Jeffersons, C, Family.
C, Family.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that show.
Yes, yes.
That was a forerunner of This Is Us.
Kind of, sort of,
but
yeah.
Not really.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah,
number
sort
three.
Of. These, Kim, selling like hotcakes right now. I don't know how hotcakes sell, but during the pandemic, because they look really good in dating profile pictures, is it A, stuffed animals, B, puppies, C, guitars?
C, guitar.
Yeah,
yes.
Good girl. There we go.
How does that even make any sense?
Yeah, I know. I know.
I don't know.
I know.
But they do say that. They say, yeah, if you have a guitar in the background,
yeah,
that's very appealing to the opposite sex.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I have a tuba in my picture. Maybe.
And that's why not, you are where you
getting,
are?
Yes, that's right. I'm not getting a lot of swiping. So.
Well, Kim, most importantly, you're a winner. So you got the Blu-ray DVD package of the movie 1917 that also includes a digital download. So you got that, plus a Papa John's pizza. Our thanks to Vegas film critic Jeff Howard for the movie. It's all from the Kalar Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll try to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. You too.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Get ready to say it and win with the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Got details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. 7:08. It is Friday morning. It is 9/11. Our tribute will do that next hour.
Okay.
So be ready for that. Of course, everybody over all social media, never forget 9/11.
No.
And we will not either.
No.
Boy. All right.
I don't know. You know, we have a lot of people out here, of course, who have moved here from New York. And mm-hmm. A lot of people who listen in New York. And I know it was very different, obviously, for them. We
right.
were a world apart, it seemed like, at the time. And yet again, I think we all wanted to, in some way, be there to help, mm-hmm. you know. It was, boy, like nothing else in our lifetime anyhow.
Right.
You know, man.
So we will air that a little bit later on next hour. Yesterday we were talking about to switch gears, and it's mm-hmm. not easy, but yesterday we were talking about that woman who set a new world's record eating,
yes.
What was
eating
it?
Ten jelly donuts
within 3 minutes.
Right.
Morty, our executive producer, said, no problem. Challenge on. And I see that you brought in the dozen box, the big box of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh,
I'm going to assume those are jelly donuts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Holy moly.
These are all the jelly donuts they actually had.
Oh, my okay. God. Just give me at least 10. Oh, Lordy. So, I can't look. I can't.
This is something that we probably will start on the air, but we're not going to 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Of him.
Wow.
We'll video.
Sure. Yeah,
and put
yeah.
it on our Facebook page, which you can
yes.
like and link up with right through our website, 963kklc.com. So Morty's been training
Angie
all night.
Angie said she can do it. She's like, no problem. Yeah, she can eat.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, she can eat. That. Yeah.
Well, she should have came in then.
I should have told her. I know. She's like, yeah, no problem. Tell Morty it's no problem. I said, for you, it's no problem. Jeez.
Okay. By the way, corporate gave me a waiver here to sign before you start this whole thing.
So. Always a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Just want to clear us of any problem. Plenty of sunshine today and over the weekend. High today in the low to mid 90s over the weekend. Upper 90s, low 100s. We're looking for the sunshine right now.
Ow.
Can't see it, but it's 64 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the past 6 months, of course, have made people take a long look at what it's like to be single, and they're not liking what they see too much. So, a little survey was done with dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Two two out of three single people on these dating apps say they've lowered their standards quite a bit because of the pandemic.
I bet.
They just didn't like being alone. That's all. Quarantining, it would have been nice to have somebody else there. And they're worrying now about finding that relationship. Remember, cuffing season starts now, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So everybody's lowered their standards. I would think they might raise their standards in all of this. I guess not.
You know what? When you lower your standards, the pool opens up. There's a lot more to choose from.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
You're right. You're right, Mike.
Thank you.
Survey found also that 34% of Americans have had a drink, a cocktail, an adult beverage during work hours. Now, the 10 states with the most on-the-clock drinkers, listen to this, Alaska, Maine, New Mexico, all about 60% or more of the people say it, Oklahoma. Now, Delaware, Hawaii, Mississippi, and us, Nevada, we all tied at 50%. So half the people in this building have...
are drinking
on the job. Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And then you wonder how we're number one.
Yes, I know. We're number one. Yes, Morty, Hawaii was in the 50%. Mike, Indiana at 46%.
Yes.
Nevada at 50%.
I mean, aside from Nevada, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
In those states. So
well, Alaska. Are you kidding me? You
might as well.
They don't let you in unless you're holding booze. Jeez.
And
come
a roll
on
of
in.
Duct tape.
Come on in. It gets cold here. Just come on in, man.
Shut the door.
Oh, and this is so cool. Just in time for the holidays, I wanted to mention this. You can get a companion robot to keep your grandparents company now. It's made to be kind of like a child, not a child, but like one of their kids, an adult. It's a robot.
Yeah.
Nothing, old people love more than technology. There's nothing. What do I do with this thing?
Yeah.
Keeps talking back.
I could imagine my dad with a little robot running around.
Why is this
red light blinking?
Yeah. It keeps on blinking. It's noon. It's like that. My VCR is noon, 12.
He couldn't set the clock on the microwave, much less.
What the heck is this smiley face picture? What is this? What's an emoji? I don't know. What the heck? You newfangled devices. It is Friday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Yesterday, we had had some audio of this woman breaking, setting a new world's record. Eating 10 jelly donuts within 10 seconds. No, three minutes.
No, Morty, no pressure.
I was combining
no
the games,
pressure.
Saying and win and eating jelly donuts.
Forgive me, I'm trying to get the camera situated here.
Morty said, no problem, challenge taken. And so Morty is ready to go. Although he did say this was not a good idea. Morty, you're on the brink of setting a new world's record. You have Dunkin' Donuts there, and you have a dozen. Mm-hmm. So if you can, once we start the clock, get through 11 jelly donuts, that will be an unofficial.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have to do one over to.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Holy moly.
And these are apple raspberry, by the way.
What are they?
Apple raspberry?
Okay.
It was apple raspberry or lemon, and if it was lemon, I would never get through.
No, you made the good choice.
No. They're all apple raspberry?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
That's easy. Okay.
So Carla is the cameraman.
Okay.
And we're going to video all this, so it's documented. And I guess there's no way other way to start than saying on your mark, and I'll keep the clock. Or do you have the clock over there?
I have my own clock.
Okay. You have your own time zone?
And the timer on the video's going, so don't you worry about that.
Okay. Now, let's see how it starts out. Now, 3 minutes is a long time, so let's see how it goes, all right?
3 minutes is a long... Well, for you guys, I suppose it is. It's not that long.
Hey, listen. For Jody, that's a long time. I'll tell you that. When we're together...
Oh, man. 3 minutes is a long
time. And I'm full.
That's what
all right, without further ado, here we go. On your mark, get set, eat.
Oh, that's a good thing to hear. All right. Yeah. You got 3 minutes. Careful there. Oh, geez. I did get him a coffee earlier today.
You did?
to wash things down with a little bit. Yes.
Right. So it took 13 seconds to eat one donut.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Now, I'm not doing the math.
We're going to have to send him home after this. You know that. Don't make him laugh. Don't make him laugh.
You know, being the Hawaiian.
I know.
He's
I
very
know.
Casual about the whole thing.
I know it. I can get the hot sauce if you need it, Morty.
Mm.
That would
help.
That's
right.
I
Didn't
know.
He say I'll put hot sauce
I know.
On it?
I know it.
All right. You're two down and a little over 30 seconds.
Oh, Lord almighty. Okay.
I don't know how this is going to go, but it doesn't look
don't
good. Right off the bat.
Morty's turning.
What's the deal?
I don't think the woman who set the record sat there and looked at the donut for a while first.
Well,
before.
Whatever, however it works, though, whatever your technique is,
okay.
You know? Whatever your technique is, that's what you got to
do. All right, you keep going. We're a little over a minute into this.
Okay, yep.
All right, so you keep eating. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. He's going to join us here in a couple of minutes talking about some things you can watch at home.
Four.
It's Pink Floyd, another brick in the wall.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, 3 minutes couldn't go by fast enough. Morty, our executive producer, challenging the woman who set a new world's record eating 10 jelly donuts within 3 minutes. And yesterday, Morty said, no problem, challenge on. He accepted it. He brought in his own jelly donuts from Dunkin' Donuts.
They're huge, too, by the way. They're huge
donuts.
They were
bigger than her donuts.
See? Her donuts.
Oh, I never saw her donuts.
Well, those are huge
donuts.
And
not to mention, one of the ones I ate didn't have jelly in it.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Take them back. Excuse
it's okay.
me.
Okay. It's
Do you
okay.
have the donut? Yes, it's half eaten.
It's half eaten. There's no jelly.
We will post the video on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 963kklz.com. But to be official, Morty did 5 donuts in 3 minutes. We knew at 2 minutes when he looked at the 6th one. He was just picking it up and looking at it.
Yeah.
You were down for the count. But we must applaud you because...
Nice job.
Nobody
nice
else.
Nice job, man.
Not only on this show, but on this floor, whatever attempt.
No way. Yeah. Angie, if you want to come in and eat the rest of these, you go ahead.
You got 3 minutes to eat 5 donuts.
No, you said there were a dozen.
Oh, there's 7 more.
There's seven more? Oh, wow. Okay. Hold
so, yeah, Angie, if you're up, come on down.
I know it. She actually texted and said, why, Morty, why?
I'm literally half the woman.
You know what? That's a great way to look at it.
It's a woman. Somebody commented, by the way, in text. No wonder, because women's jaws are always flapping. And somebody... Somebody else said that woman should do the 96.3 KKLZ. I'll bet you could say it more than any guy can in 10 seconds.
Okay, well. Nice effort, Morty.
Wow.
All right, Angie, if you're up, come on down.
Oh, yeah.
We have 7 leftovers. Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about what you can watch on the big screen or even at home. Jeff, what are we watching this weekend?
Well, this week we have 3 movies to talk about that you can watch from home. The first is a horror film from Shudder.com called The Shed.
Oh.
The Shed?
A hunter gets bitten by a vampire and runs into a shed to avoid sunlight, and he's discovered by a 17-year-old rebel who's on probation and lives with his racist grandfather.
Oh, jeez.
He's bullied in high school. They sure could use a monster to even some scores.
No.
So, on demand on Shudder.com, this is a fun horror comedy starring Frank Whaley as a blood-sucking monster who can't leave the shed. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's a really great horror film.
That actually sounds very... It sounds funny.
Right.
It's very original. It's like a country version of Fright Night.
Okay, what else?
The next one is called Rent-A-Pal, Video on Demand, and it's set in the early 1990s and brings you that time when VHS rule. It stars a guy named David, who's a lonely nerd who lives with his dementia-ridden mother. He uses a dating service called Video Rendezvous. Of course, no matches, no luck via VHS. Enter Andy, a bearded, sweater vest-wearing Will Wheaton, of all people, from Star Trek, who's the star of a tape called Rent-A-Pal. He's his new best friend, and this video eventually does speak to David. This is a really creepy horror film, because you never know if it's real or it's all in David's head. Oh. So he has to rent a pal to have a friend.
Okay. Oof.
It's not even close to being Halloween yet.
I know.
I know.
All right. Man. And the final one?
The final one. This is a movie that it's an art film from the Toronto Film Festival last year. It's called Buoyancy. And it's a sobering, moving drama about a Cambodian teenager who runs away from home and is sold into slavery on a Thai fishing boat. And the casting of a real 14-year-old with no acting experience, this is a visceral and disturbing expose on this modern-day slavery practice in the Southeast Asia that affects over 200,000 men and boys. It's a real hard-hitting drama. It's called Buoyancy, and it's on video on demand. You got to check this movie out.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Well, as we always say, keep in touch with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, as always, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot. You too.
On September 11th, 2001,
our very freedom came under attack.
Hey, we're trying to recoup. We lost all units here in this area.
Today, we pause to remember a day that tested our country.
Tower 2 has had a major explosion and what appears to be a complete collapse.
There's no possible way to begin to describe it.
Nearly 3,000 lives were lost in the deadliest attack on American soil in our history.
This is a moment to pause and reflect, to heal, and to rededicate ourselves to the American spirit.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Of one nation indivisible.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We're nuts. I'm not the one that ate the jelly donuts. And by the way, Carla, I don't see Angie around.
Yeah, I know.
I don't see her trying to bang down the door.
I know. Girl, I know. She's like, I just woke up so I could hear you guys. But I totally could. I know. If our morning show was on later, is that it?
Oh. Like from 10 to 3 or something like
exactly.
That?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, congrats. If you don't know what we're talking about last hour, Morty from yesterday, we listened to this woman set a new world's record, 10 jelly donuts within 3 minutes.
Yes.
Morty, thinking, or maybe not thinking, thought, wow, that's...
Doesn't sound that hard,
please,
right?
Challenge on. Brought in the Dunkin' Donuts, the jelly-filled donuts. Although, for the record, one was not filled.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That threw him off, I think. That one threw him off a little bit.
Gave it a shot, and five deep. In 3 minutes, and that was about it.
Well, let me tell you, we have a listener, Steve, who wrote in and said, I did a spaghetti eating contest a few years ago. I ate 7 pounds of spaghetti in 7 minutes, which I thought was pretty good. But the guy who won had at least double what I had eaten. Tall string bean of a guy. Then I watched the women do it. The smallest woman up there smashed the other ladies up there with about 12 pounds of spaghetti.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
challenge
man.
Accepted. Monday, we're doing it.
Morty only got 4 pounds in you. Come on.
Morty just accepts any challenge.
Quit twirling. Just shovel it. No twisting.
I've mentioned this before that my brother Tom and my cousin Phil, I think it was Phil.
Sounds like a comedy team. Tom and Phil.
They had to be teenagers.
Right.
Or maybe even younger. Had, for some unknown reason, I had a prune eating contest.
Oh, geez.
Knowing the ramifications of the prunes.
That many prunes. Wow. Oh, God.
I don't think anybody won.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everyone lost that one. Wow.
Okay, well, good luck. You know what? If you want to do spaghetti on Monday, feel free.
Wow. Back in the prune days, did you have one bathroom or two?
No, there was only one.
Oh, yeah. That poor thing.
Hurry
and
up.
Then there was none.
Yeah. Come on, Tom, hurry up.
Plenty of sunshine.
Gonna be in here a while. Yeah.
Dude.
Plenty of sunshine today and over the weekend. High today, low the mid-90s. Over the weekend, upper 90s, low 100s. And then we're back down. To, you know, where it's nice and cool.
I know.
If you're getting out this morning, it's only about 66. One more take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there was an interesting list put out on disturbing songs that people love.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Closer by Nine Inch Nails, and I do love that song. Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers. If people don't know, it's a song about addiction, heroin addiction.
Oh.
Great songs.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Pearl Jam, mm-hmm. of course, one of the top.
Suicide.
It's about, yes, in class, a kid that killed himself in his classroom.
Oh.
And some of these songs that are just so popular. And we've talked about it before. You just listen, it's like, oh, whoa, wait, what is that? What?
Yeah.
What is that about? Oh, ew, icky. Mm-hmm. But still, very popular songs. Wheel of Fortune returning with new episodes on Monday. Contestants will now be 6 feet apart, and they're using something called a spinning cap. And it fits over the spokes of the wheel, so you don't have to actually touch the wheel.
Oh.
So I'm thinking that might give them a little better grip. Let me tell you something. That wheel is, when I was at Channel 3, we used to host those auditions.
Right.
That wheel is freaking heavy.
Yeah.
It's really heavy.
It doesn't look easy to spin.
No. I mean, you see them exerting that energy. And also, after a few spins, it's like, ow, my arm. It's heavy.
Yeah.
I always thought they should put it standing up, and then you spin it that way. Like the one on Price is Right. Yeah, like that
or
one.
Or have a designated spinner. You know,
yes, exactly. This
or press
is my
button.
It's my DS. Yes, that's right. I don't know why they haven't done that, especially now. And I think we were talking about this a while ago, Mike, perhaps off the air. SNL season 46 is starting, and it will premiere October 3rd from Studio 8H. That is where they will be doing it. No word on a host yet. I don't know that they're having a big audience in there or not, but it will be starting nonetheless.
Oh.
A few updates for you there. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
We were talking about eating contest, and I told you, my brother and my cousin Phil had a prune eating contest. I can't remember how old they were, but I got my brother on the phone.
Hi, Mike and Carla.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, congratulations on that award.
Oh, thank you, Tom. That's really sweet.
That's a long time. You've deserved that.
Ah, you're a doll. Thank you, honey.
For those people that don't know, Carla was honored with a Gracie Award from the Alliance of Women in Media. This is a nationwide organization, and they had their big function last night.
I didn't know it was going to be such a big function. It was a big function.
You even got dressed up just sitting at home.
I did. The thing is, now, like with the Oscars,
right.
Now our awards, you know, radio, they were given the day before at like an Applebee's, something like that. Then they had the big fancy show last night with Katy Perry and Naomi Watts.
Here's
and all
a list
these
of those
yeah,
winners.
Yeah, it's like, I don't see us on this show.
I mean, that's major.
It was cool. It really was, Tom. Really cool.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Hey, Tom, the reason we're calling, I can't remember how old you and Cousin Phil were when you had your prune eating contest at Grandma's house.
Oh, my goodness. We're about eight.
I'm picturing an episode of Andy Griffith, basically, with Opie and Johnny Paul thinking, this will be fun.
You remember that, Mike?
Yeah. How long did that last?
I'll tell you what, Uncle Bill was laughing. He goes, they'll pay. Grandma's house. That was great.
Oh, that's
And
funny.
Carly, you asked, how many bathrooms were there at my grandmother's house? There was only one.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, typical grandmother's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it caught up to me later.
Oh, man.
And how many, who was the winner and how many did you eat?
I have no clue. We were just downing them.
Tom, have you eaten a prune since then?
I don't think I have.
No.
I've had a couple of raisins, but that's about it.
The fact that my grandmother had that many prunes at home to have a contest.
They always seemed to have a lot of prunes around.
Clearly.
And we never understood why, and now as we've gotten older.
What are prunes? Are they dried up plums or what?
They're dried plums. Yeah, you can make your own.
Plum tree on the side of her house.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. She had a lot next door to hers that they owned, and she had apples and a lot of peaches.
Oh, then knowing grandparents of that time, she probably did do her own prune.
Yeah, big garden. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
All right. Well.
Oh, I love it. Tom, you are always my hero. You really are.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Tom. Love you, my friend.
And love you, too. Take care, Mike.
All right, love you. Yeah, always my hero. You ate plums.
Yes. Oh,
you're my hero.
Wow.
He's a good guy.
But he's tried so many things.
Yes, he has.
It always kills me.
Some we can't even talk about.
Exactly.
Say it and win. You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Go ahead. 702-739-9636. Got to be over 21 years of age or older. caller number 9. Say it as fast and as many times as you can, and you can win. Good luck. Carla, we have our good friend Russ on the phone who got through.
Excellent.
And Russ, you know how we play. You say 96.3 KKLZ as many times as you can within 10 seconds. Each time you say it, it's good for $10. Free play, Silverton Casino Hotel. Plus, you qualify for that grand prize, the Family Four Getaway to Kanab. Do we have the clocks ready to go?
Ready to go.
On your mark, get set, go.
96.3 KKLZ, 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 96.3.
And the final count?
Seven.
Seven times.
Seven times, baby.
$70 in free play over at the Silverton Casino Hotel. Plus, you're in for the grand prize, that Family Four Getaway to Kanab from the Kane County Office of Tourism, which includes guided tours, dinner for four, and of course that 3-day, 2-night stay. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for playing. Say it and win.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, normally, anytime I see a story, I think of Carla. But this time, morning, I got to admit, I thought about you. This guy explains his unethical life hack where he lies about his birthday to get free food from restaurants every day.
Not the dishonesty, just because there's a free meal. You like to dance it up a bit.
He lies about his birthday to get free food from restaurants every day of the year. Here's the guy talking about it.
I made this fake email and I found a list of a bunch of restaurants that offered birthday freebies. So I put them all in here and I put my birthday on each website for a different day of the year. So I have 365 days of free food. Tomorrow I have a free meal from Benihana's. I really hope I'm not the only person who is crazy enough to do this.
You are! Oh, and you just ruined it for everyone. You just ruined it for
everybody else.
Yeah.
I've done it for, I have like maybe two or three of them.
Yeah.
Different emails and different dates. But every day of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
Teach me your ways.
And then there's me, who I actually get one from some nice place. Yeah. And it's like, I can't go on Tuesday. Can I use this a different day?
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I don't. Why am I going to go on Cinco de Mayo? I don't know. Oh.
Okay. Well,
look, more tacos.
It just seems like a lot of work to me.
Yeah.
A guy in North Carolina was pulled over for speeding earlier in the week. The cops found 20 gallons of moonshine.
Where do we live? Jeez. Oh, my God.
I don't know if this guy knows, but booze is legal now. You can get it anywhere.
Just drive to the next city. Jeez.
The State Alcohol Law Enforcement Division is investigating. I don't know. Maybe he lives in a dry county.
Maybe
I don't know.
So he has his own still set up. That's great.
But it's 2020 and we're still making moonshine.
You want some hooch, officer?
That was one of the biggest shows on Discovery Channel, though, Moonshiners.
Yeah. There's a show. Ken Burns did the thing on Prohibition, which was awesome.
Which was how long ago?
But exactly. I know. Really, though? Jeez. Okay. That's great, Mr. Darlin. A woman. Wow. Lordy. Charged with disorderly conduct. She's 26 years old. She was just cleaning out her garage naked.
Okay.
She was throwing items on her front yard because she was cleaning, you know, including her chainsaw, some other tools. She had an argument with her mom, so she went out there to just clean.
Oh,
but
boy.
She didn't have anything on, so they had to haul her in.
Yeah.
Yes, why don't you pick up that chainsaw and put that across.
Normally you would wear gloves or something.
Well, yes, you would.
Because you're handling heavy stuff. And
yeah, I'm sure when the police showed up, all the guys were like, no. Jeez. And just a warning, or maybe some, I don't know, fun facts to know and tell. Scientists say there are now about a dozen fish species that can walk on land.
Oh, good.
So there you go. Yeah.
Just swim to the shore and then get up on its fins.
And then just do dee 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 dee. You know where I think they're going? Get that ready. I think they're going to the bank maybe to get loans because their houses are probably underwater. Oh, my God. The only reason I did that story. And
that's supposed to last us for the whole weekend?
It's supposed to carry you through because their homes are underwater.
Okay.
They need a loan at the bank.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Day right around this time, a little bit of good news kick your day off, I hope, on a positive note. And it's just the simplest story of a birthday. And on this day especially, I'd like to put it out there. The oldest living World War II vet turns 111 years old.
Wow.
Lawrence Brooks is his name. He will celebrate tomorrow in New Orleans. Says he feels great. He's received birthday cards galore from people all over the world.
Right.
He plans to spend his birthday just chatting with his neighbors, sitting out on the porch, taking it easy. He's 111. I hope that's what he does. We thank you, Lawrence, for your service. World War II vet, 111 years old.
That's at the point of your life where you could say, I can do anything I want.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, what I'm doing right here.
What are you going to do to me?
You see me sitting?
You can't do anything to me.
I know, and I'm glad. Good. He's not going to, fall out of a plane, which I'm sure he's done somewhere along the way. He's not going to, go zip lining. What am I going to do? I'm going to sit on the porch.
Yeah.
Chat with my neighbors. How you doing, you guys? Good. There you go. I know. Good for him.
Awesome. Man. Well, if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Locally, we want to hear your local feel-good story. Dial it up, 702-739-9636. You can do that anytime while we're on the air. Just call us up because we'd love to hear your version of that feel-good story. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Well, recapping the show, you wonder why people are buying guitars? Because they want to put them in their pictures. They say if you have a guitar in your picture.
Yeah, in your profile picture.
That's kind of a sexy thing.
It's my guitar behind me here.
Do you play?
You going to play? So I don't want to play.
No.
I don't want to do that.
This hurts Morty because he plays.
I know. Morty's like, I can play something.
Okay. I listen to you eat donuts, so I don't think that's going to work out. On the other hand, my brother Tom, we talked to him about his prune eating contest with cousin Phil, who has since passed, but only 8 years old. You don't know. You're just eating prunes.
Man.
Everybody else in the family going, wow, this is not going to end well.
No, just let them do it. Let them do it. They'll find out.
And thanks to Jeff Howard, of course, talking about what you can watch at home on the big screen and, at home.
And on the smaller screen, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll post that on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page if you want to catch up with him. And go Knights, go. Tough loss last night in OT. Man. Let's see if we can get a win back tomorrow. 5 o'clock, they drop the puck. So let's see what happens. Otherwise, Wendy Rush coming in next. Do have a great day, great weekend. Be careful, be safe. And, of course, being 9/11, the 19th anniversary.
Yes.
We will never forget.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.